What's up, guys? Am I ready?
Yeah, girl.
Let's do it.
I can't hear anything. All right, redo it. I can't hear anything. I'm so quiet. All right, what's up, you? All right, this bitch is getting on my nerves. All right, what's going on, guys? This is episode 43. All right, we're doing Fresh Kick Friday for this new... I can't. Let's start over. I can't. You guys, this is season... I hate her. What's going on, you guys? This episode... I can't restart.
Kick City.
What's going on, you guys? This is season 3, episode 43 for Kick City. I'm with my guys tonight. We're going to kick off tonight talking about our Fresh Kick Friday. See what you guys are wearing. All right, let's see. What are you wearing tomorrow? Let's see.
Well, not tomorrow, but since this is airing on Monday, this Friday, I'll be pulling out the Wheat Jordan 1s.
Let's see them. Oh, you're fancy. He's fall ready. All right.
So Wheat Jordan 1s. Blaze, what you
What's
got?
What's the quality?
Oh, quality is premium. Super premium. But
it's a great sneaker. I left mine upstairs, but I got the restock on the Retro 11 IEs. I talked about those. And so, the breads or whatever, black and red, whatever you want to call them. So the IEs, I like them. So I definitely will be rocking those. So AJ, what you working with?
So I finally broke down and bought me a pair of Dunks off of GOAT. So
they're going to be mids.
No, that you know what they are, Mitch. Damn, you right.
chocolate milk or strawberry milk?
They like a black and like red kind of like pair. They high top got like the like that off white midsole on them.
I've seen those.
So hopefully they'll be here next week, and so I'll be rocking them for Fresh Kick Friday.
Okay, well, tomorrow I will be wearing my reverse flu games. I really feel like they're not reverse flu games because the upper is suede and I feel like they're a cheaper material than the flu games. I can't even lie to you, but they're nice. That's a heavy leather. It is. It's a heavier leather shoe for fall. So I will say that. So those are the shoes I'm wearing tomorrow. So. All right, now we got that out of the way. So let's talk about our latest pickups. Mark, what have you picked up this week?
Nothing over this way. Nothing.
I'm shocked. No trades?
No, my trade happened last week.
And how'd that go? How did it go when you picked them up? How was the quality?
Quality was good. I mean, it's an easy transaction, as always, on Trade Block. So nothing to complain about there, but real smooth, easy transaction. Wifey liked the low 11 citruses that she got in return for me trading my Varsity Royal blue cement. So yeah, everybody's happy.
All right, perfect. Blaze, what'd you pick up?
Pine green 3s on the EA on sneakers app. Funny story. I was in my homeroom, I was working, and one of my students said, Coach, did you get the exclusive access on the Pine Green 3s? Because I did. And I looked on my phone and it said, you got it. You got the EA. And so, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Another one. So, yeah, very excited to see what those are like and see the material on those. And so, yeah, it's a good day.
We got a question for you, Blaze. Was you active on the app then that week or last week? Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is true. If you're active on the app, then you get exclusive access. Okay.
Yes, and cool. don't skip, when you do the stories, don't skip over them. Just put your phone to the side, let them run its course, and you'll be good to go. So, yeah, definitely was active. So, that's how you do it.
You was active. Gotcha.
Yes.
Love it. All right, AJ, you got any pickups this week?
I mean, the only thing I picked up, you didn't get to see it. I had it off camera, but it's these Chucks, you know, that they high.
I saw those. I saw you wore those. You had your ankles covered up and your thighs. I was excited.
Oh, whoa. Nah, I ain't pulled them out yet. You talking about the other Chuck? I'm talking about the one that you wore. Yeah. Nah, I'm gonna shoot you a picture after this to show you. I'm gonna be in them real soon.
Okay, I see AJ's ready for the fall. He's like leaving some prizes for you guys. Okay, all right, let's go to our next segment of the evening. It's Get Off Your Chest. So I will hand it over to the person handling that this evening. I cannot wait to hear this. I'm waiting.
Yeah, so Get It Off Your Chest this week. We're talking about holiday sneaker releases and why does Nike hardly ever release their holiday sneakers prior to the holiday that it's intended for. Mm. For instance, Skeleton Air Force Ones. Has anybody seen a release on those?
Hell no.
No. So the only sneakers that I think they've actually come out with were those black and orange Air Force Ones dropped as like a GR that weren't even a draw the other day on Sneakers app, and the Prestos dropped. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, all the rest of the sneakers that were intended for Halloween, and I don't know, the Mummies, were they a Europe exclusive for sneakers? Because I think they dropped over in Europe on sneakers, but I don't know if they ever dropped on, well, I know they didn't drop in the US or else I would have tried. But
right.
it's just odd to me that it always seems like holiday sneakers never come out prior to the holiday that they're intended for. Like, you have holiday shoes, why aren't you coming out with them prior to the holiday so that people can wear them for the holiday? I mean, it would make sense, right? What y'all think?
Agreed. Blaze, what do you think?
Prior to the holiday, I do agree with that. I wish they would. Nike in general, they can't blame it on the pandemic with, you know, places being shut down and it with shipping and handling taking longer than usual. I mean, like, Nike's always been on that wave. It's just kind of annoying. And so it's just another thing to stab at with Nike. I mean, the only thing they're consistent on, in my opinion, when it comes to holidays is Black History Month. And obviously, yeah, you could drop things. It's the Black History Month, even though it's only like 10 days in February, you know, God bless America with that. But, you know, you can choose days to drop stuff, Black History Month kicks. And so that's the only thing Nike's been consistent on. And so it's very crazy to see this billion-dollar corporation be very inconsistent. And that's coming from somebody that spent a lot and is going to spend a lot of money on Nike. And so that's kind of my opinion on that. So just an annoying thing in general. So AJ, what's your thoughts on all that?
I really feel like they need to come out like more. So like, I need them. So Halloween, okay, we know Halloween is on this day. And we on this day every year. So it's like, why not come out with that shoe like at the beginning of October? Or like, just drop it then. So it gives people time to get the shoe. It gives people time to, like, if they want to wear it on Halloween, they can wear it for Halloween. Don't wait till after Halloween, because now it's like, if certain people, like, I know me and Blake talked about it a couple weeks ago, like, it's a holiday shoe. I don't want to buy the shoe after Halloween and then I have to sit around and hold on to the shoe for a whole year until I can wear it.
I agree.
So it's like, I don't understand that. Like, either, you know, they could have dropped this shoe on Friday, okay? They could have, boom, Friday. But you know, I need to drop it in the mall on Friday because I'm not ordering on Friday because I know it ain't going to be here on time for me to be wearing it on Halloween. So, Nike, I need y'all to do a little bit better with that. Appreciate what y'all do for Black History. But, you know, they got 28 days to drop. If they can't drop none in 28 days, then they really doing something wrong. So, but, nah, that's my opinion on that. So, I'm with y'all. I agree with everybody on that.
Definitely. I feel like the timing is wrong. So, you have, I feel like with corporate, they have shoes scheduled out for months, just like people have movies scheduled out for years. You know what I'm saying? They have all this time to schedule out the shoe. And I feel like there's other shoes that they could put back, a ton of shoes they could put back that are president to just make the hype of the Halloween shoe. I agree with that 1,000,000%. Because, like, when you buy a Christmas shoe, I feel like some Halloween shoes come out closer to Thanksgiving. So I'm like, so what's the point? But people still buy it because it's a release. It's Nike, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? It could be a skeleton shoe or a skeleton pack of shoes. And it's like, people still buy it. It won't sell out, but people still buy it. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like Nike just likes to play us and we feed into it every year.
Right.
We do, because we're consumers and we enjoy their product, but I feel like they could do a lot better with like the promo of it. So for all the people that are trying to buy that Nike skeleton force, shame on y'all. So that's just how I feel about it. But that's how I feel about getting it off our chest. Does anybody have any other grievances this evening?
Not at the moment.
Not really.
Marco, okay, so we can get into her take. Let me tell you about, it's not a grievance. Last week, I had an article that was turned into a grievance, but this week, I cannot believe this. So for this segment of her take, let me tell you, Kanye West is being sued by California for shipping delays. Let me tell y'all. So Kanye West has releases week after week after week. Let's not forget, guys, whether we like them or not. Shout out to all the people that wanted those red slippers that came out last week. Man, those red Octobers, my bad. Oh, AJ, did you win those?
No, I didn't win those. Of course I didn't.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But let me tell you, here's my thing. People are waiting up to 30 days for their shoes now. 30 days. So you guys are winning stuff on the Yeezy website, on the Adidas website, and you're still not receiving your shoes. I have a problem with this, because if you're mass producing shoes and you have the hype out there and I want your shoe and I like process my money and waiting for a shoe and you're not getting it within 30 days, that's a problem to me. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like a supply and demand. Yeezy has it out there. He's like, everybody's wanting to buy these shoes and people are not able to purchase them because the demand, like the supply is not there. So they're waiting up to 30 days to get them. So that's my problem with it. Yeezy, wherever you are, whether you're in Wisconsin, in my T-Pain voice, you know what I'm saying? This is a, you know, nobody can rhyme anything like Wisconsin, like T-Pain, but I have a problem with this. This is an issue that needs to be dealt with. If we're paying 200 plus for shoes and we're waiting up to 30 days worth and then we're not getting them, that's a problem. So that's how I feel about it for her take this week. What do you guys think? Mark, what do you think?
First question is, what exactly is their lawsuit? Did it say what their lawsuit was exactly? Like what were they suing for?
The shoes aren't being delivered.
But like, did they say like what the state of their case was? Because I feel like this is something that'll just get thrown out in court. Like if they ain't got a credible suit, that's just gonna get thrown out. Because a judge ain't gonna hear nothing about, oh, I'm upset because my stuff isn't being shipped. So I'm trying to figure out, what is the actual suit about?
It says reportedly, District Attorney's complaining that Yeezy's business failed to give customers adequate delay items that have been shipped in 30 days. The notices are required by the state to detail expected length of delay of a refund upon request. So a lot of people are requesting refund.
He could actually lose some money then. Okay.
Exactly.
That's fair. Okay. I mean, it's legit. Then if you waiting over 30 days for something, I'm gonna probably cancel it anyway if I'm waiting over 30 days. But at least I need some kind of info. I think even when I get like a 3 or 4 day shipping delay, I'm trying to figure out like what's going on. Why is it being delayed?
Facts.
But I mean, we're also in an era where we're just impatient anyway, because we're used to Amazon Prime and giving us stuff in a day or two. So I mean, we're impatient anyway. But I mean, 30 days is pretty ridiculous. So it sounds like it's justifiable. But I mean, I'm not ordering nothing from Yeezy no way, so I ain't gonna have this problem. Blaze, what you think?
I mean, just in my opinion, with the suing, I mean, like, people sue each other or corporations over more idiotic stuff than this, just in my opinion. And so I don't know, you know, with the People go to McDonald's for 30 days straight and be 500 pounds and suing McDonald's because they're overweight. So right. People sue each other over stupid shit like that all the time. I would have a problem if I asked for a refund and I didn't get my money back in a quick or adequate time. You know, I don't care what, and this is a generation where we want instant gratification and instant satisfaction. But when it comes to money, I don't care what generation you is, you want your money back ASAP. And so that's kind of my views on it. But Yeezy, that's out of hand. It's no reason why I can get my wife pregnant quicker than I can get my pair of sneakers. So I'll just leave it as that. So that would make me be a little disturbed on that, especially with me wanting the 380s. And so it better not take that long. Shit, you know, I'll be on that bandwagon too. I'm gonna need about 3-4 380s. If it's gonna take me 30 days, damn it, Yeezy come through. So that's just, yeah. So AJ, talk to me.
I think what it is, like, I'm with you. I feel like if I gotta wait 30 days, like, you gotta knock something off my price or something. Like, mm-hmm. something gotta give. Like, cause y'all know me, I'm gonna pay like that extra, whatever it is, to get next day shipping, no matter. So if I pay the extra mm-hmm. next day shipping, and then you're talking about my stuff ain't coming in 2 days, like, hey, okay, I need my extra money back. I need to knock something off and make it, me gotta wait so long. Like, I'm in a argument right now with a company. I ain't gonna say who it is, but I paid the extra money to get my stuff next day, and I got the email to say, hey, your order will be here Tuesday. I'm like, bet. My order still ain't showed up. It's Saturday, so I had called the company. They was like, you know what? We sorry for the inconvenience. So boom, we gonna see your money back. We gonna refund your money for the next day shipping that you pay for. Now you got to talk to, you know, the people that sent it to you. They act like they ain't never got my package. So now I'm like, who is lying to me? So it's like, right. You got to go through so much to just get that. And then you're going to tell me I got to wait 30 days. So now I'm sitting around waiting on that 30th day. If my shoe ain't here, who I got to talk to? Now it's like, it's just too many people you got to talk to, too many different things, too many processes you got to go through. So I'll be highly upset because y'all know I want some Yeezys. I want the red October slide thing, the jiggers, whatever they want to call. So Yeezy, fix it. Fix it, Yeezy. All right, my fault. Yay. He yay now.
Yay.
Well, yeah, he legally changed his name to Yay. So,
yeah.
Okay, it was Yay. Yeah. Yay, we have grievances, okay? So, that's just how I feel about it. That was just the article for her take this evening. I'm going to turn it over to our Black Rangers 1 and 2 for Black on Black Crime. I'm not sure.
Well, damn. Like, damn. Well, damn. I could be number two. I guess I could be number two. I'm number two.
You are number two.
I'm number two. I'm number two in a lot of things because I stay getting shitted on. So, you know, I didn't go.
One of y'all could be the Black Ranger. One of y'all could be the Gold Ranger because the Gold Ranger wore a black suit as well.
I appreciate that, Mark. See, that's why the mayor says everything straight.
That boy got that balance.
Blaze, he's gold.
I guess I'll be the gold ranger.
It's in you're already a gold member with your letters, so
yeah, that is true. Yes.
Yeah. Make sure it's said right. Yeah.
Well, yes. Yes. So I'll just go on. So I guess the gold ranger will move on with that. So I'll go into the black on black crime. So I was out back this afternoon, getting away from my kids, you know, get a little hour to myself, smoking a cigar, thinking about life, playing Wale and Florin 2, which is a great album, mm-hmm. to say the least. And I was listening to, he's got a song called Tiffany Nikes. And I really enjoy that song a lot. And so it just had me thinking about what's my favorite sneaker song by a musician, rapper, whatever, you know, whoever you listen to, singer. And so I just was thinking about it, was just going through things. And so I came back to Wale. Wale has a song called 88 from the album The Gifted, or just Gifted in general. And so it's a dope ass song. He names off a lot of sneakers. If you don't know who Wale is, he is obviously a rapper and a huge sneakerhead, a crazy, crazy sneakerhead. from years and years. And so I really enjoyed that song in particular. Great song. He talks about anything from the Tokyo Fives to obviously the 88 Threes. Hooked his whole crew up with him, had a video about it where they went to a flight club and he blessed all them with that sneaker. And so, shoot, you know, that sneaker, that slam dunk sneaker is, you know, going for anywhere close between $500 to $1,000. And that's from the free throw line. My bad. Yeah, the slam dunk contest, the free throw line sneaker in general. And so I would say 88 by Wale from the album Gifted is my favorite sneaker song. Just the person just talking about that. And I would say second would be Mac Miller, Nike's on My Feet. It makes the cycle complete. So
Nike's on my feet make the cycle complete. Yeah,
exactly.
Nike's on my feet makes the cycle complete.
Yes, exactly. So RIP to Mac. And so those would be my one and two. And so I feel like I filibustered long enough. And so I'll pass that over to AJ. AJ, what's your thoughts when it comes to that? Favorite sneaker song?
You know, I ain't gonna lie, this was like tough. And I'm like, man, it's like I listen to a lot of music, but it's like I never really pay attention to like sneaker songs. Like I'll pay attention to like a sneaker line in the song more than I would pay attention to like a certain sneaker song. But I'm old, you know, I ain't gonna lie. If we're gonna talk about sneaker songs, we gotta talk about Run DMC, My Adidas. Like, how we not gonna talk about Run DMC, My Adidas? So I'm gonna say that number one, because that's the first thing that came to my mind while I was thinking about shoes. But now back on Wale. Wale got a song. It's called, I wrote it down, The White Shoes. Now I don't know what album it's off of, but
Album about nothing.
Okay,
album about nothing.
Album about nothing. Yep. Yes. So I think Wale comes to mind a lot though when he talks about sneakers, because he definitely always has something talking about sneakers. I feel like on all his albums, or at least on his mixtape. So it's gonna have to be that Run DMC. It's gonna have to be that Wale. Then I almost said Lil Wayne, but he don't have a song talking about shoes. He just had that verse, Carolina Blue Kicks, Carolina Blue This, Carolina something, something. I was like, I can't remember the song that Wayne said that on, but I was just like, hey, Wayne did that with putting the whole Carolina Blue on, like for a whole verse, I should say. So but that's what comes to my mind when I think about sneakers and like artists that does it. Like, I think another artist that probably does it well would be Fabulous, but I don't think Fabulous has like a song that's just strictly based on like sneakers. So I'm gonna say, but Fabulous definitely sets trends out there with how he dresses and how he talks about them in certain songs. So that's where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Run DMC. I guess we both, you know, we agree on Wale. I guess Wale is one. I think Wale is for like the older folks now. Like, yes. I ain't saying we old, but I'm like, the over 30 crowd, let me say that. Like,
yes.
While they gonna have something talking to you, you gotta listen to what he's saying. So yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, so yeah. But that's what I got. What about you, Marco?
I'm gonna go Nelly, Air Force Ones.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. Give me two per.
And then I'm gonna go over to the R&B side and say Mario, Nike's Fresh Out the Box.
I never heard that.
I might
listen to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Throw it over to you,
Shireen.
Sure. I will say too, to add on to that, Nelly with the Air Force Ones, but Wale, he was the first one that made me think about Nike boots.
Nike boots.
I bought a pair because of him when I was at K-State.
He was when he came out. Buying Nike boots and making mistakes. But he was the first person. It was like, still, what I gotta do, riding in my Nike boots. You know what I'm saying? And I seen like online, like him and Jim Jones was going back and forth of like who made Nike boots, you know, popular first. And I always thought it was Wale because of the song, but it was always Wale. Yeah.
Wale had me rocking foams outside of Penny, but Wale,
he made,
didn't he say something about penny loafing one time?
Phone pods, if you ain't got them, then you penny loafing. I was penny like, loafing.
Facts. So he was talking about shoes that people, you know, that aren't mainstream, you know what I'm saying? Not a lot of people rock Nike boots, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wear Forces, you know what I'm saying? So Wale was before his time, I think. I feel like a lot of people should wear Nike boots for the people who are wearing other selections of boots, but what do I know? I'm not a stylist, okay? So what do I know, guys? So we're just gonna turn over to my man's Marco Freeman for gifts for the evening. Marco Freeman, talk to us.
All right, so sneakers releasing this week are gonna be between 11/1 and 11/7. Release dates are subject to change. Once again, please don't hold us to them. First one up is dropping on 11/4. It's the Air Max 1 Pata. It's the second one of the collab that they did on the Air Max 1. This one is called the Aqua Noise. It's $160. Features a gray and kind of like an aqua blue color on the upper, and then kind of like a cell midsole and black and cell on the outsole. Comes with a special box that says Team Pata on it. Also comes with like a little, I can't remember if it was a bracelet or if it was a choker, one of the two. But yeah, it was either a bracelet or a choker. I can't remember. It was one of those two. But these guys, like I said, are $160. Feature a Nubuck on the upper, where it has like the wavy type of look like we had on the burnt orange pair. Going throughout the side panels and the toe. Has also that aqua noise on the swoosh. Also has gray on the upper, as well as gray mesh in the midsole, or not midsole, in the toe box, excuse me. And then also has a Nubuck upper on the gray there, and also has gray laces. And overall, just a nice shoe. Also has a little tiny gray swoosh in like the toe of the shoe. But to me, I like these. For me, I'm gonna say gotta have them. Blaze, what you think?
I gotta have them also. A different colorway. I like this aqua blue. And what did you say about the, what is that, sail? What did you say? Like
it looks like it's a sail miso.
Yeah, like I said, I like that sail midsole about them. I love the box. Shout out to Mama Blitzkrieg and the box that it comes in. And so it's a quality sneaker. You can't go wrong with an Air Max 1 ever in history. And so I haven't had a pair of Patas. And so they're reselling now. I saw on StockX for between like $300 or $400. And so this is something to think about further along with that. And so I'm definitely going to take my shot, and I got to have them. So, AJ, what's your thoughts with these?
I'm with you. I got to have it. I want it. You know, I feel like it's good with the gray sweatpants. It's that time of the year.
Yes, so, it is.
No, it's not ever.
With that thing swinging.
I don't appreciate that. Y'all are so disrespectful.
With that thing swinging. I'm talking about my thing swinging.
I'm telling you. Shireen, you don't be looking at gray sweatpants?
I purchased them. I don't look. What you mean?
You know what?
Don't do it on me, Mark. Because last season we were don't do that because we were talking about like the jogger style and the sweat style. Don't do that, Mark. Okay.
I'm just saying you don't be looking because women do be looking.
I don't have to. Let me brush my hair back. I don't have to do it. Y'all be throwing it out there. Y'all be throwing them things out there. Okay. Hold on. So are y'all one of them people that be throwing them things out there?
Crickets.
I got a whole family.
Now you got a wife and kids. Now y'all
Christians.
I'm done with y'all. I'm done. My hands is up.
I just made a comment. Mark asked the question.
I asked y'all a question. Are y'all the ones to be throwing them things out there?
That's why show tastes good.
I'm a married man.
Boy, this water is hitting tonight. So, like I said, gotta have
now. Them. You're all in cardiac arrest. I'm done.
Gotta have them. Shoot my shot, Shereen. What you think about these shoes? I'm sorry,
yeah, Shereen.
You know what? Hey. I think they would compliment the gray sweats quite nicely. I'm a fan of these shoes. I enjoy these shoes. Again, I'm still a person that doesn't have any Air Max ones. I do like the other colorway better. However, I'm a fan of you. I'm a fan of you guys wearing them. To answer Mark's question, I'm not a looker, but I am a fan.
A fan of wearing the shoes, right? You're talking about the shoes?
Yeah, the shoes. I'm a big fan. I love the shoes. You know what they say about people who wear big shoes?
I don't. I really don't.
They wear big socks.
There we go.
Yeah. Nike Elites. Nike Elites.
Yeah.
Period. They cover up the ankles, AJ, so they ain't talking about you.
You're right.
All right. And to give y'all what the people said so that we can transition off of this. To give y'all what the people said, 83% of people said gotta have them or flip them, and 17% of people said trash or sleep for cheap. So most people are feeling those. But moving on to the next sneaker on the list. This is also dropping on 11/4. It is the Air Jordan 14 Low Shocking Pink. These are going to be $170. They are a women's exclusive. Feature a all hot pink upper that is a more of a rugged suede on the upper there. You have like a bubblegum hot pink on like the little midsole parts that come up, like the little what do you call that? Claws, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, shark teeth. I don't know. Anyway,
teeth, I like that.
Yeah. So you got that coming up there. Just kind of like a bubblegum hot pink. You got pink on the outsole as well as some black there. You got black in the sock liner and around the tongue. Of course, you have Jordan going across the tongue in hot pink as well. On the side where you have the little Ferrari Jumpman logo, that's black with a hot pink Jumpman. And then you have black on the heel of the shoe with hot pink going down the back of that as well. This is a lot of pink, not going to lie. Looks like the materials are good. Also forgot to mention that it does come with a special Jordan 14 hot pink box. It has like black outlines on it as well. So that's another thing special about these. But for me, I think it's a little bit too much pink. So it's going to be sleeper cheap for me. Blaze?
I would say it's a sleeper for me too. I like the material on the front of the sneaker or the front of the 14. Not a big fan of that pink on the shark teeth. And so I guess there is a thing about having too much pink. I didn't know that there was a thing you could have too much pink on. But this is definitely too much for me if it came out in men's when it comes to pink. And I love pink. And so I would say the sleeper cheap at the end of the day. If my wife wanted them, she wouldn't want them because she don't get down like that. But it's not an ugly sneaker. It's just a little too much for me. So sleeper cheap. AJ, what's your thoughts?
I like it. It's like I like it, but I don't love it. So I guess it's gonna have to be a sleeper cheap for me too. Like I can definitely see myself putting it on and find something to wear it with. But it's like, man, I feel like I'm gonna have to just wear all black and them just gotta be pink because I can't wear no pink with it. It's just too much. We walk around looking like a big cotton candy. Like
I was gonna say, you don't want to Cameron it out,
right? Nah, I
would enjoy that.
I can't do that. I'm gonna leave that area where it was at. So
what do they say? Strong men, like they say, only strong men wear pink. I'm a big fan of these shoes. You know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I love these shoes. I've missed out on other, you know, women's releases. I doubt the shoe comes in my size because of the price point. Usually when they're that much, they don't come in my size. Usually they're quick strike. But I'm a fan of these shoes. I feel like our big thing this season has been talking about shoes that are in seasons. I feel like you guys, Mark is confused, but I feel like you guys could wear this in this season and you guys could wear this in the spring and wear it now and wear it in the spring. I like it because it's suede. You see, we talked about the material. Mm-hmm. It's suede. I thought you guys could get away with it wearing it now, and then wearing it in the springtime. You know, as like an Easter maybe shoe, maybe for like a different holiday. Then, not all year round, but you know what I'm saying. I feel like suede is a thicker material. Like we talk about leather, I feel like you guys could get away with it. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, the only thing I was going to say, Shireen, is that they should come in your size because they're women's exclusive. So they should come in your size.
No.
I mean, if it's all women's sizing, they should come in your size. You shouldn't be worried about that. But to give y'all what the people said about these, not a lot of people feeling these. 22% of people said, gotta have them or flip them. 78% of people said trash or sleep a cheat on these. So not a lot of people feeling the bubble gum Jordan 14 lows there. But anyway, moving on to the next sneaker on the list. It is dropping on 11/5. It is the Nike Dunk Low Georgetown. These are going to feature the gray and midnight navy colorway of the Georgetown Hoyas. These are going to feature a gray toe, a gray side panel, gray around like the ankle of the shoe, and then of course midnight navy on the swoosh, midnight navy on the outsole, white midsole, midnight navy around like the toe box of the shoe, around the laces, and around like the outer ankle of the shoe as well. These are going to be $100, which is always a great price for dunks. I will definitely be shooting my shot, so gotta have them. Blaze?
Flip. I wish they had I wish we had like the dolphin sound, you know, when they splash into the water, they make that sound. I wish we can get that some sound effects for that. These are definitely a flip. Flipper. Yeah, call me the big flipper on when it comes to these. So these are cool sneaker. Obviously, the colorway is solid. You can't go wrong with the $100 price point. They'll probably resell for about $300. So why not flip, man? Well, why not flip and get those Georgetown threes, those retro threes? And so, you know, you might as well just mess around and get those and get a little pocket change for yourself. So flippers for me. So dolphin sound, young Dolph, what they called me. AJ, what's your thoughts?
I want them. I gotta have them. I shoot my shot for them. I like them. I'm not a big, I don't want to sound like I'm gangbanger or nothing, but you know, I'm not a big navy and gray fan. You know.
Oh Lord.
I like the red and gray a little better. You know, uh-oh, but you know, one time for the, you know, for my people.
What people? But, what people? Hey,
for my people back there in the back. You know, that's all. That's all
okay. Mm-hmm. I was confused.
Gonna,
my bad. Okay.
That's all we gonna say.
Okay.
But I like them. It's a dunk. Like Blaze said, you know, if anything, I'm going to shoot for it. If I get it home, I'm like, yeah, I really can't do it. I'm going to flip it. But I definitely got to have it. I want it. So I'm going to shoot my shot. What about you, Sharon?
If I shoot, I keep.
Oh, okay.
Finders, keepers. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if there's a shoe that is like a shoe that we probably won't see for a while, even with the price point, it's too good to give up. Honestly, why wouldn't you have that in your collection? I know the major flipper in the game, you know, Mark will sell somebody up the river real quick. You know what I'm saying? He is the trade king. However, I feel like keep it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's some shoes that with the price point you can keep and sit on that's going to be worth tons of money. You know what I'm saying? There used to be skateboard shops. They used to sell dunks like crazy that I used to buy from in college. You know what I'm saying? I feel like keep it. I feel like some shoes just aren't worth the money. But that's how I feel. Marco, what do people think?
You're right. Still a lot of skate shops selling sneakers because I know that a lot of skate shops got those strawberry coughs last week.
Mm-hmm.
But to give y'all what the people said, 82% of people said gotta have them or flip them, and 18% of people said trash or sleep for cheap. So a lot of people feeling those. A lot of people probably see the profit margin on those as well. So a lot of people probably trying to flip or hold. So either way, a shoe that a lot of people are going after. So last shoe or sneaker on the list is going to be dropping also on 11.5, and it's actually two different shoes, but the same shoe. So two different colorways of the same shoe. It's the Nike Foamposite Pro Comme des Garçons collab here. Now, first and foremost, I got to say the rent is too damn high on these.
he just had to let that out there. Okay.
$520 a piece for these bad boys right here.
Not together?
Damn. No.
It's not a pack. It's not a countdown pack.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Just trying.
$520 a piece, sir. But anyway, these are going to be basically Nike Foamposites that switch up the upper a little bit. It's the first time that the upper has ever been changed on a Foamposite. They always usually feature the little wavy lines going through the shell. This actually takes that out of there and puts like these sound wave looking lines throughout the whole shoe. If you look at it, that's kind of what I'm looking at. It looks like sound waves to me. You got an all black pair and you got an all white pair. Both pairs feature leather overlays around like the eyelets of the sneaker. Of course, got the two pull tabs on the tongue and the heel of the shoe. But yeah, pretty simple and straight to the point on these. Nothing really crazy. It's just that they do switch out the traditional shell for this new Soundwave shell. Not gonna lie, these are fire. They are stupid fire, but they are too high. And so for me, it has to be a sleep for cheap because there ain't no way. Ain't no way I'm paying $520 for one pair of shoes. I'm not gonna do it. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
It's definitely a sleeper for me too. That 520, I didn't even look at it. I thought it was a package. Now, like when I was looking, I was like, it's gotta be a package, right? Like 520, maybe I could slip a couple of dollars if it was for both of them, but no, I can't do it. I mean, yeah, I can't do the interracial relationship sneakers right here.
I just lost connection. My chest hurts.
I just can't do them. And so the price point is way too much. I bet the material, like you said, the material is probably dope from the box to everything, but nah, I can't. Goodness gracious, 520. And that's probably about $550 with taxes. Goodness, I just put $40 in my gas tank. I can't be doing this. This can't be life. Yeah, $40, and it wasn't even on Eat, you know. So I was bewildered. I was baffled. But no, I can't mess with these. I love phones too, but not these right here. $520, get out of here. Comme des Garçons, no, I can't do that. No, sir. Que pase.
Can't do it.
AJ, talk to me.
Can I flip them? Can I flip them? Can we all come together?
You might as well buy a stock for $520. Buy some stock in Apple. Jesus.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Jeez Malise.
I got $4 on it.
Ooh, I got five.
We almost did it. We got a little way to go. Yeah, a little way to go. Make some more phone calls and see. Can I get some help? It's like I like the shoe, but I can't. That I don't know who Pierre Pro Gonson. How you say that man's name? I don't know who that is, but
it's a group.
It's a designer.
Yes.
He got money. Why he trying to make that much more money off this shoe? Like, come on, man. Give me that regular $200 foam. I don't like paying for a price.
They're regular, degular, schmegular.
So, you know what? Just for the price point, these are trash. Now that's half. Let me just say.
You're just mad. Okay, AJ, at this point, you appreciate the quality of the shoe, and shout out to Marco for making the shoe so magnifique. However,
paint a picture.
He paints that picture, but Mark, I have to say, out of all the pictures you done painted throughout the seasons, I can't get down with this shit. No. They're beautiful. I feel like it's a great collab to have in your like in your collection. But what's the price point? Let's talk about it. This person wasn't even in the top 75.
See, look, I'm
let's talk about it.
I don't know.
I'm so confused. Like Michael Jordan shoes, well renowned man across the board. His shoes are worth millions of dollars. You're making these shoes. He wasn't even in the top 75. I have a problem. This probably was a grievance I wasn't even thinking of. Now it's a grievance now. I'm pissed. Just thinking about it. How someone with these shoes that were so much that won't even name one of the top people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But people are going to pay that money just because Nike said so. We are slaves. I feel like we're going to have a grievance about this. Is this season or next season? Are we slaves to the game?
Not that game.
The shoe game. I think we are. We pay that price.
Goodness gracious.
No. $520. That's renting some people's ass. But anyway.
It is
Barcelona.
It's a car note.
Is a car note. It's a mortgage payment. It's something. It's too much money. Anyway, to give y'all what the people said, 41% of people said gotta have them or flip them, and 59% of people said trash or sleep for cheap. So I don't know if more people are on the sleep for cheap bandwagon like us, or if they just think that they trash. They not trash. They a fire sneaker, but $520, that's just too much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand you got to go to a premium price point because the designer sneaker, but regular foams is like $220, $230.
Probably cheaper. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they're probably cheaper than that because people don't buy foams like that. You could probably buy them way less than retail these days because they're not as big of a hype because of the color waves.
That's fair. But that is going to close out gifts. I'm going to throw it back over to you, Miss Shireen, to close out the show.
All right, muy perfecto. All right, welcome back to me. Okay, All right, I just want to thank you guys for coming back for, you know, another magical episode of Kick City. Me as the sheriff, you know. I get a bad rep for being a sheriff. AJ, shut up. I just hear you being so tickled. I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get to our citizens of Kick City. Okay. All right, my man. So this is where you can follow me. It is on Instagram, Miss Sneaksfiend. That is Miss_Sneaksfiend_. You can also follow me on our new TikTok account. And it is Kicks913! It's KickCity913@gmail.com. Definitely follow us on TikTok as well. We're still working out the kinks of this TikTok because I am old school, but there's this app is so magical. I just found out today driving in my car, they have a whole TikTok on satellite radio, a whole TikTok radio station. So ladies and gentlemen, be ready. Yes, be prepared. My kids were quiet the whole way to this birthday party because there was a whole TikTok radio station. Okay, so I'm gonna follow it over to Mr. Marco Freeman. But yes, please be looking out. We have shirts for sale. Be looking out. We have different exercises for sale that people have been looking out and were ready to purchase. You can now purchase. Please be looking out. So I'm gonna turn it over to Mr. Marco Freeman. Where can they find you?
You can find me personally at MB The Remix on IG. You can find me on Twitter at DAMB2 Experience on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook at Mark Boyce on Facebook. And then you can also follow Kick City on IG. That is Kick_City913 on IG. And just to follow up with Ms. Shireen on TikTok, is actually just Kick City913 on TikTok. So if you're looking for us on either one of those platforms, that's where you can find us. Going to throw it over to Blaze.
Yes, you can follow me on my personal page on IG, LuckyLefty31. You can also follow us on Twitter, @City_Kick. Just like what Ms. Shireen said, We got shirts for sale. We are going to be doing a special giveaway soon. And so I appreciate you guys viewing and listening to us. And so I'll pass on to AJ because I don't want to give anything away with trying to get more followers. So I will let AJ do that for us. And so AJ, where can they follow you and Kick City at?
You can definitely follow me on IG at AJJ_almighty. Oh yeah, I got a TikTok. I don't know what I'm doing, but I got one. That's AJJ_can't sip more. You know, if I break down what it means, you know, it's not because I can't sip more. It's just, you know, Kansas, Mississippi, and Missouri. You know, you can't sip more. So you know, put it all together. So
understood. But,
yeah. So definitely follow our IG @kick_city913. Hey, tell a friend, tell another friend that, you know, who to listen to, you know, the only podcast in the Midwest that talks about sneakers. Okay. I'm just going to say it, okay? We the only one in the Midwest, and in the whole Midwest, the whole, I don't know about no other coast. I just know the Midwest, okay? I'm going to say it and say it proudly until somebody changes that. I hope I don't get fined for that or something. I don't know. but definitely, if you see me, I buy a shot. If you say you listen to an episode, if you say you listen to Kick City, I buy you a shot. If you follow Kick City, I buy you a shot. If you tag us, I buy you a shot. Only if I see you out and you heard me say it on episode 43. You gotta say, I heard you say it on episode 43. All right, I'm out. I'm done.
Drops the mic, Kanye style. Ladies and gentlemen, AJ lives outside, stays outside, will forever be outside. Not me and Mark and Blaze, okay? So when you guys hear him talking about he will buy you guys a shot, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the podcast because he's about his coins and he will definitely buy you a shot or five. So definitely do that. That is it for this episode. I'm just saying, AJ, when the drinks start to pouring, the more right. They get to going.
You right.
Bars.
Okay, that's all I have for this episode with me and my guys this evening. Cheers to you guys. Y'all stay safe. And we'll see you guys next week. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.
Kick City.